This program is pre-recorded.
Live with Ryan Reese from Southern California. This is Live with Ryan Reese. Post your questions using the hashtag LiveRyanReese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
Right, it's going down. Today's show, I have my dad, Raul Reese, in studio, and I have Sean McKeon in studio. Today, we are going to talk about end time stuff, because obviously when you're looking at culture, there is the veil is being pulled back from non-Christians and Christians, and they're seeing what's really going on in the world. I do want to touch on a couple things before we start talking about end time stuff and rapture and all these things that that us as believers are talking about, like, is this it? Is this the final finale? Is this the end times? Did Jesus send the coronavirus to the earth? Right. You know, all these questions that people are asking and talking about. But the first thing I do want to talk about is that there's a film right now that's circulating on YouTube. It's called Out of the Shadows. Mm-hmm. It launched on YouTube, and it literally has been going up almost like a million views a day. I mean, that's pretty fast traction.
Real fast.
What's going on. I mean, I remember I looked at it one day and it had like 2 million views, and then the next day it was at 5 million. Like it exploded.
Yeah, I think it almost at 4 or 5 days it was at 8 million.
Yeah, so I don't even know what it is now. Mm-hmm. It could be at like 12, 15.
What is it about?
It's called Out of the Shadows. So basically what it is it's a video of these two famous stuntmen that actually put this documentary together. One guy gets hurt, and he wasn't a Christian. He was an atheist. He didn't believe in God. But during his injury, his physical therapist started talking to him about, God and evil that's going on in the world. And then he started kind of questioning things because he stopped working. And his whole career, he came to a low place in his life. So he started questioning life and his career and what's going to go on. And as he started digging into stuff, he started finding that, you know, the agenda through the movies, the agenda through the news. And you know, people could say, oh, it's conspiracy stuff. Well, these guys are legit. Like, they have like famous actors like Clooney and they've done all stuff with all these huge actors. And these guys are all endorsing these stuntmen, yeah. Right? So this isn't the stuff that they're talking about. It's not a bunch of conspiracy stuff in the video. They're actually showing stuff that's happening through the media, through the CIA, through the movies, through all the media of stuff, that this agenda that they've been pushing. And basically what it's doing is now with this, I believe personally that it was done by Christians, but they didn't throw the Christian card. Like, the guy says he gave his life to God, but he didn't play the whole Christian card. Like, you know, it's a relationship with Jesus Christ and this and that. Because I think what was smart about this is at the beginning, he says he follows God, but because the angle, the way they did this, they exposed all this darkness. And because it wasn't pitched as a Christian film, Now everyone and their mother is talking about this. I have friends that are in LA and Hollywood that are not Christians and skaters that are watching this film, and they're like, dude, what the heck is going on? And then I even have like some of, like, you know, Crystal's friends that aren't even believers, that don't believe in God. They're actually going, hey, this is crazy. This is like a lot of the stuff that Ryan talks about, what we're seeing in this film. So this film has now, it's penetrating the mainstream, and it's showing like what's happening. Like, there's this one scene in there where it talks about, there's this girl, and we're going to get into the Bill Gates thing in a minute. You know about Bill Gates and the chip and all that stuff. So basically what happened is, in this film, they're talking about this girl. What's her name? She's an artist.
I know her last name's Abranic or something.
She's an artist from like Eastern Europe. So she has like dark hair, and basically for a long time she's been coming up as, like, you know, like, she doesn't claim she's a Satanist.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of photos of what they're doing, like witchcraft poses. She's holding like goat heads with like pentagrams behind her. You know, full on crazy stuff. But there's this one clip in the movie where she does these art shows, and it's all these bodies. There, it's like this, and they have like famous people, like you see like Tom Hanks there, Gwen Stefani, all the who's in these Hollywood parties.
Yeah.
It's like a dinner party, and it's a body. It looks like it's a dead body on the table, but what it is, it's food. So basically, it's like a ritual, or it's an art show, but they're eating the body. And like, there's a picture of these celebrities taking pictures with the body behind them, half eaten. And, I mean, like, let's just forget all the Satanism and all the conspiracy stuff. I mean, this is a conspiracy. This is real life photos. You can Google this stuff. That's disgusting.
Right.
Like, who wants to go and see a body? It looks like a real life body. You should Google it so you can show my dad right now while we're talking. You could see this full on body, and they're eating the body. Like, that's just disgusting, period. And you were even saying back in the 70s, the Beatles did something where... Yeah,
back in the 60s, they did a photo shoot, the same thing. And it's crazy because it's the depravity. It's the emptiness. It's like, how evil can you get and kind of mess around with? The Beatles were in a photo shoot. I want to say it was in England or whatever. And the same thing, they had like babies, but they were actually cakes. And so they were cut up, and they were all over them, and they were
like, that's just disgusting, period. You know what I'm saying? You just don't go that far, just period. So anyway, with all that said, this video came out, and I think it came out right after Microsoft launched their new campaign called Life, right? Is it called Life?
Something like that.
It's with that same girl. She's in it, and she's wearing the virtual reality glasses, and right when that Out of the Shadows video came out, Microsoft, they brought the chip, which is supposed to teach people how to, what'd you read on that article?
So there's a couple things. So the chip has to do with like kind of being able to track people, and why it's starting to get a lot of heat now is because one of the aspects that you could probably use this for is the COVID-19. You'd be able to dictate if somebody has the virus or doesn't have the virus. It'd almost be like on your phone, where you can like get like an alert, hey, you're close to this particular person. Now, the technology could be used for various other things, and that's why it's already been in the works. Mm-hmm. And so the COVID-19 kind of put it at the front, like, hey, maybe this is an angle that we can do it. Mm-hmm. And one thing that was showing was some of the coding of it possibly has like a 666 number in it, you know, all the stuff that they're talking about. And so as Bill Gates, who's very famous, obviously, with Microsoft, there is a connection. And there's a lot of people that have connection with this particular lady. Her name's Marina Abrion. I forget how you say the last name. I know it's like Abrion or whatever. Connected to Lady Gaga and all these people. And, you know, another thing that's been happening, too, I think a lot of people, because of the Jeffrey Epstein thing that happened over the last 6 months or whatever, all of that stuff's in connection because people are questioning, is there really this sex trafficking underground? You know, are these people connected to pedophilia and all that kind of stuff?
With that said, okay, now I'm not into conspiracies, okay? Yep. We're talking about real hard facts. Yep. On Fox News, it talked about Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson was talking about that
before this whole thing even came out. They said that they found out that Bill Gates has he donates to a Jeffrey Epstein foundation. Like, why? And they're like, why in the heck is Bill Gates giving money to a Jeffrey Epstein foundation? Yeah. So, you know, there's all these ties to all this crazy stuff. And then even with the chip that they're talking about with Bill Epstein, or not Bill, Bill Gates, it's like W-0-6-0-6-0-6. So in the actual coding of the release, it's 666, but it's 060606.
You know, the Bible says when you see all these things, he says, know that, Jesus is coming soon.
Yeah, so this is where, with all that said, and I want the listeners to go do your own homework. We're not talking about YouTube conspiracy videos. We're talking about this new video that is, I thought it was actually well done, because it's just facts.
Yeah, let me say something about it, too, because I'm like you. I go away from any kind of conspiracy theory because it's a bunch of wackadoodles for sure.
Totally.
But on that particular thing, like you were saying, I think what you could see, I think I agree with you, is probably Christian-based, because what it was doing wrong is just basically unveiling the spiritual warfare that we see. Yeah. You know, when we see like stuff in government, you know, there's a spiritual warfare that we don't see, an invisible enemy of good and evil. And what it was kind of uncovering, stuff that he thought was like just the norm, you know, doing all these Hollywood action scenes, and then getting to know some of the actors, actresses, getting to know some of the parties, going to parties, and they see demonology, idols in a lot of these parties and stuff. It was kind of opening it up his eyes at the reality of good and evil. I think like myself and Ryan Lane can attest to growing up in the party life, you know, you're just having a fun time. But if you reflect back, like you were in some crazy places, like demonic aspects that at the time it was just normal, but hardcore raves, like, you know, people's houses that have
I've seen demons manifest in these areas.
Yeah.
In these at certain houses. And I've seen a guy manifest demonically right there in the room, and everyone was just watching him manifest. Mm. But we were so high that we were just watching. Yeah. Like this stuff's real.
Yep.
You know, and we've talked about this on the show too, even with a lot of friends, you know, up in Hollywood that manage bands and work in the whole industry. I was actually on a phone call today with a big manager in Hollywood, and he was telling me that right now people in Hollywood are now questioning, going after seeing the Out of the Shadow stuff. These are like owners of labels and managements that are not Christians, that are actually anti-God. Now they're going, wait a minute, hold on a second. Like now they're questioning, they're like, wait a minute, is this stuff true? What is going on? So there's like an unveiling happening. And this is what we were talking about. You know, I've been talking about this since I looked it up, the pastor's conference here, which was like, I think almost 4 years ago now, 3 or 4 years ago when I spoke and I did the wake up message. Mm-hmm. In that message, I said, I believe that God is bringing a great awakening, because I was talking about Satanism, schools have Satan clubs in schools. You know, you got Teen Vogue pushing anal. Like, there's all this perversion and abortion and all this crazy stuff that's happening in the world. And Satan is now mainstream, where pentagrams are now trendy to wear. Mm-hmm. It's like a mainstream thing. We got governors that claimed it. A Marine, he was a Marine Satanist trying to be a governor in California. You remember that when that was happening?
Yep.
This stuff's like mainstream now. And I was saying that God is now going to be doing a great awakening. And when I say awakening, and Dad, this is where you're going to come in and you're going to talk about end times, you know, Mark of the Beast, the Antichrist and all this stuff. But what I'm seeing is that there's going to be a great awakening where the non-Christians, the veil is going to come off and go, oh my gosh, this darkness stuff has been in our face the whole time. And they're seeing it in government. They're seeing it in Hollywood. They're seeing it in the music, because it's all there now. Mm-hmm. But now that they're seeing, like, it's been right in front of us this whole time, we have to address this all the way to the point where the whole Hollywood ring and all the, or not even Hollywood, the elites mm-hmm. are caught up in pedophilia. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is disgusting at its greatest. But what I was thinking about today is when I was getting ready to come to the show, You know, we always say we need a revival. You know, I think that what has to happen, I think that the church leaders have to have revival first. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't have a revival in us, how is our revival ever going to happen within the church? Yeah. Like, it has to start with the church leaders, mm-hmm. the pastors, the leaders in the church. I don't know who it was, one of those old school guys like Tory or Tozer or one of those guys. They said that this atheist used to come to see Moody, I think it was. They used to come to see him speak, and they said, "Why do you come to this?" They asked this atheist professor, "Why do you come see Moody speak?" Because he says, "I come to watch him burn." Because, dude, homie was like a revivalist. He was so on fire for God. God was doing something in him that he was just burning for Christ, and it was just contagious. And that's what has to happen. I believe there's a great awakening what's happening in the mainstream right now, but it has to start with the leaders and the church. The revival has to happen with us. We have to burn, and then it will hit the people in the church, and then it spreads.
You know, what happens is the leaders have become entertainers.
Yes.
You know, and I think that we've moved away from the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Especially in the last days, the Bible talks about that. Mm-hmm. You know, that these people are going to not only become, not revivalists, but they're going to become entertainers, mm-hmm. and the Antichrist is going to have that opportunity. But before that happens, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things happening, because God has a generation mm-hmm. that will never die. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that. You know, so it might be you, it might be me. What generation, we really don't know. Mm-hmm. It's been 1,900 years that Paul the Apostle talked about that. But that generation that he talks about is today. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's going on today? You know, witchcraft. I mean, so many things that you can't even keep up with it.
Yeah.
You know, so many things that we need to understand that, you know, we need to be revived individually. You know, if we are revived individually, you know, I've never lost my heart for Jesus. I mean, I feel like wherever I go, I you know, I talk to people about Christ.
Yeah.
The church's not doing that. You know, leaders are getting too comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, they're thinking of retirement. How can you think of retirement? Retirement comes when you're in heaven.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel that, you know, I'm going to give it all that I have until I die. But at the same time, man, I want to see people get saved. I want to see the Holy Spirit baptize people. And I want to see the Lord prepare that generation, that generation that are going to make a bold statement before the Antichrist comes, because the church has to come to a place where he says that he's going to take the faithful, the remnant. You see, people don't see that. It's a remnant. From the Old Testament to the present time, there's a remnant that is burning up for Christ, and they don't want to compromise, and that's what's going to happen.
Okay. I want to go out. Since I have you in the studio, Dad, I want to break down a couple of these things. I want to go back to what you said about there's Bible teachers and pastors right now that are not given the right – they're performing. And the Bible talks about, you know, these messages that just kind of – they'll tickle their ears. And it's almost like – I was also talking to this manager today, and I'm going to let you feed into it. And he was actually telling me that he's been watching some of these guys. And, you know, he's like – he was saying, well, you know, normally these guys come out and they got their whole squad of dudes in the front. They got this big production behind them and they come out and they're just, they're not teaching the Bible. They're just, oh, yeah, yeah. It's like a performance. And I said, oh, it's like the wizard. I told him, it's like the Wizard of Oz. And he says, exactly. But now that you don't have no, you don't have anyone to perform for, you're just stuck in front of this camera. Now that's when the real dudes rise up, the real Bible teachers and the people that are real. Because if you're not performing, and then they can't do it. But what does that mean in the Bible when it talks about the tickling of the ears? What is that exactly?
Well, remember first of all that in the Old Testament the prophets were not chauvinists. The prophets really believed in God. They had a message to give. They were not looking for performance. They were not looking to be great. You see, they wanted to give the message God gave them, and it burned in their hearts, and they were willing to die for that message. You know, so today, what you see today, these guys that are performing, you know, they are afraid to lose money. You know, so they have to perform to keep the people. But one thing I've learned, that these people, they're not rooted and grounded in God's word. So the devil's going to use these people that are leaving these churches to not only use them, you know, to look for something else in Christ. You see, so when the Antichrist comes, they're going to believe the Antichrist. They're going to believe the false teaching.
Because they're not... They're not running ground.
That's one thing about Calvary Chapel. Yeah. We go line up on line, you know, scripture by scripture, book by book. Because if you don't do that, what can you give? You have nothing to give but self. You know, in a real Christianity, you don't give yourself. You die to self. And that's important.
So even with that, it also, because the times that we're living in, if you're just going for the show, now forget the leaders. Let's go to the people.
Yeah.
So now the people that are just go to the Sunday service show to go see the big band and the lights and the guy get up and do his little performance. Now there's no performance. So now that person isn't rooted and grounded, doesn't have a love for the Word of God because they're not reading. They're not even getting the goods when they go to church.
That's right.
Now they're going to... they're going to drift. And the thing with drifting is, like, you know, we all surf. We've surfed, you've surfed before, is when you go out there to surf and you go out in the water, you paddle out, when there's a riptide, you know, for people that don't live by the ocean, there could be a riptide, an undercurrent. And what happens is when you're out there and you're out there, say if we're all three out there hanging out, talking to each other, we're like distracted by what's really going on with the riptide because we don't really realize it. But then we look down the beach and all of a sudden we just drifted like... Yeah. A mile, but it wasn't like a fast drift.
Gradually.
We were distracted. We weren't caught up paying attention to what was going on, and we drifted. And it was just a slight drift, but then next you know, you're far gone.
Off base,
and that is the problem, and the distraction is if you're not reading, praying, and you're not, don't have a relationship with like your own Bible time versus just showing up for a Sunday morning show.
You know what? One thing that, as you were saying that, what made me think about, that's like Jesus questioned the multitude sometimes. And he questioned them. Remember when he did the feeding of the 5,000 and they went on the other side. And when he came to them, he said to them, you only came because your bellies were filled. You're only coming here because, you know, your physical needs were fulfilled. But if you want to go deeper, let me share this with you. And that's where Jesus would go on saying that he is the bread of life and that his blood you know, unless you partake of him, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. He gave him hard sayings. And after he gave this hard teaching, it says that many walked away at that time because they were listening to it from a fleshly perspective.
Yeah.
And a lot of times where people in a congregation, they're only wanting their ears tickled. They only want to leave with their emotions all revved
up.
Even
in Calvary Chapels.
Yeah, they get excited, but they're not hearing the message that's can be life changing. And I, like you were saying right now, this is a time right now, I think, for the church that is able to be move away the distractions. Like, this is an important time. You don't need all the hype and everything. Mm-hmm. Entertaining churches are not going to make it. It's not going to be sustaining. People want answers. People want their questions and their worries being mm-hmm. answered. And that's only going to come from the validity of God's word and pastors and preachers that are speaking with fire, with inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And simplicity and humility.
There's a big harvest out there right now.
Mm-hmm, for
big,
sure.
Well, that, okay, exactly. With what you just said, there's a harvest. Yeah. Right now, people are asking big questions and people are scared. They're right. frightened. Mm-hmm. They're nervous. They have anxiety. All that, all those issues with the students that we've been talking about before, mm-hmm. everything has escalated. Now it's even with the parents and stuff. So people don't need performance right now. They mm-hmm. need truth, because you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. That's the only thing that yeah. will work during this time.
Yeah.
So with that, okay, so with that said, I'm actually going to read this. Jesus said this. It's talking about in Matthew 7:24, it says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds his house on a solid rock. Though the rain comes and the torrents and the floodwaters rise and the wind beats against the house, it won't collapse because it's built on the bedrock. It's built on the rock. Jesus is the rock, by the way. Mm-hmm. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey is foolish, like a person who builds his house on the sand. When the rains and the floods come and the winds beat against the house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where we're at right now. The torrents, the storm is here. And if you are, if your faith is built on performance, hearing performance and jokes and funny stuff and motivational, you're going to do great. Well, guess what? Yeah. That doesn't work if you don't have your job right now and you don't know if you're going to be able to leave your house for another 2 months. Life's going to be great. Well, actually, no, it's not.
Yeah, this
for
thing,
sure.
Yeah, this thing that's
taking, you might die, actually.
Yeah, this thing that's taking place, yeah. I really believe, is to wake up the church.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not just America, it's the world.
It's the world now.
This is something that biblically, mm-hmm. that it talks about tribulation. This is not the tribulation period. These are things leading
yeah.
to the Antichrist, leading to the second coming of Christ, leading to the rapture of the church. Because the Bible talks about chronologically mm-hmm. what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. And so when the Bible speaks, a lot of people don't really believe, because they've been playing games.
Yeah.
You know, so what God's going to do now through the Holy Spirit, he's going to convict those that really want to serve God. And if you don't really serve God, then the conviction is going to fade away. But I really believe not only the church, but those people that have been mocking, laughing, making fun of Christians and Christ, these people are going to find Christ. Mm. I really believe that in my heart.
For sure.
I already see it happening right now.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, let's talk about, okay, so Jesus in Mark 16, he talks about, or Mark 13, he talks about the signs of the times. Mm-hmm. You know, there'll be famines, there'll be earthquakes, which there's a lot of earthquakes been mm-hmm. happening, pestilence, right? There's the, what else there'll be? He says, you'll know, he says, what does
wars,
he say? He says,
rumors of wars,
kingdoms will bring
against
kingdoms.
All that stuff.
But he also says, you know, you guys know what's that one verse where he says, you know,
how to tell if it's going to be a good day the next day by the signs, how the sky
by
looks.
By the way the sky is, you know, if it's going to rain tomorrow, if it's going to be sunny tomorrow.
Right.
Well, in the same way, we should know the signs of the times when we're looking at it. So let's go ahead and get into that.
But you know what? Yeah. The only way you can know that is to be in the Word.
Right.
See, if people are not in the Word of God, and pastors are not teaching the truth. Mm. So the pastor doesn't teach the truth. They need to read their Bible because they're going to be accountable. Mm.
So, okay, before we get into the signs and mm-hmm. of the times and all that stuff, what are some words right now that you want to speak to people that are like, okay, Raul, I haven't been walking with God, or I'm going to give my life to God. Maybe I've been playing games. What do I do? What's the step? How do I get on fire for God? How do I get back in the game?
Steps? I think first of all, you got to stand back and see if the Holy Spirit's really speaking to you. Mm. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, you can't help you know, being convicted and saying, you know what, Lord, I've been messing around and you're convicting me now. What I want to do is I want to repent and I want to come back to you and the Lord, because Lord, I know you forgive people no matter what you've done. And recognizing that God can forgive me, then the Holy Spirit takes over. And he begins not only to speak to your heart. So now you have conversation with God. Now God can direct your life and tell you what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm. Through the word.
Through the word.
And maybe you've never read the Bible. Maybe you want to get it going. Get a translation. There's a Bible app. It's called Bible. And it has every translation. Mm-hmm. There is, if you want to just start with a simple translation, there's this translation that I read. It's called the New Living Translation.
Yes, that's a good one.
It's a great start. It's just like a normal language. And I remember that one manager that came out from Arizona, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He came out and I gave him, Zach. And I gave him the Bible app, and it reads it to you. It actually reads. And it has the King James and New King James and all those translations. But he's on it, and it just reads it to him every day. I use that every day when I wake up, when I'm getting ready for my day. It just reads it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I want to plug right now is Netflix just came out with, you guys actually told me about it. It has the Gospel of Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
John, yes.
Does it have Acts?
Not yet.
Dude, okay, so what it does is it just reads. There's someone reading the Bible.
And they act.
And then it shows it's acting, but they're not, the actors aren't actually speaking. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of showing what could be.
It's different than that one that, because my family has been watching the other one that was released on television like a couple of years ago.
It's not that.
No,
this is different.
It's amazing.
This actually shows, it's, so someone's reading the Bible.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of shows like it's the story. It shows the story.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So they're not really, they're not acting as in far as like they're not speaking the verses. The verses are being read. And
it's
just,
incredible.
Dude, it's amazing.
Line upon line. Preach.
That's cool.
Yeah. And dude, God's been speaking to me just like the way he speaks to me through the Bible or the audio Bible. Mm-hmm. I'm watching it and all of a sudden, boom, this section comes out of this verse, and I'm like,
Michael's been watching that too.
And my kid, me and Sadie, were sitting on the table, sitting there watching it the other day. It's great. So maybe you're like, I stink at reading. Watch this. Yes. Get it going, because you'll get a hunger for it. And I think this shows the best version of Jesus in this book.
This is true.
Because Jesus isn't like this little sissy, you know, weird guy that's all weak. Mm-hmm. He's actually like a bigger dude. Because when you think about when he was in there in the temple, and it says that he was, you know, calling out the Pharisees and all that, and it says no one touched him. Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't the scrawny little guy. Like, they didn't touch him for some reason. Like, obviously, they were a little nervous to touch them because, you know, they're probably scared he'd put his hands on him or something, you know? So it shows that he's just kind of this bigger guy and he doesn't.
He did a temple when he showed up and turned the tables over.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't this little scrawny guy.
He's a carpenter.
He's a carpenter. He's a construction worker, blue collar guy. Yep. So we're going to be going to break, and now we're going to get into the next half. We're going to get into what the Bible says about end times and kind of just dig in from there. But I do want to plug, we came out with this new film. It's called The Whosoever's Kill the Noise, Kill the Noise Tour, and it's about the Great Commission. It's about Mark 16, preach the gospel and signs and wonders will follow. It's a discipleship film. I think the world needs this right now because they're seeing, you know, everything that's going on with this fear. But honestly, before this coronavirus hit, God was pouring out his spirit with the Whosoever's movement. Everywhere we went, it didn't matter if I was in Orange County at private rich schools or, you know, in lower income neighborhoods in Orange County or LA or Mexico or Columbia, wherever it was, God is pouring out his spirit. People are getting saved. People are getting healed. God is moving. And we've already been in the middle of a revival for the last 4 years. And I knew that that it was going to increase. The power of God was going to increase. You get that relationship with God, you read the word of God, and then his power just manifests. It's word and spirit, word and spirit, 100% word, 100% spirit. And then God will give you, God gave Jesus the spirit without limit. And we are vessels for him to be using. Go to whosoevers.com. You could watch it. It's out. It's a discipleship film. It will encourage you. It will disciple you. It will, people say, I see the Bible come to life. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's watching these films on the Gospels or The Chosen. Well, you could go watch what the Great Commission looks like right now in 2020, and that's what we did. We are basically disciples. We are living the Great Commission. So I'd encourage you guys to go watch it at thewhosoevers.com. Get encouraged and go out and live the Great Commission. We'll talk to you guys right after the break.
With Ryan Reese coming up.
Everything all right?
Sure. Call now 1-888-564-6173 or post your questions using the hashtag LiveRyanReese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
I think I speak for the entire administration when I say whoop-de-doo.
Now, back to Live with Ryan Reese.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Loud noises!
All right, we are back. I got my dad, Raul Reese, in studio, pastor of Calvary Chapel, Diamond Bar. It's actually Calvary Chapel, Golden Springs, in Diamond Bar.
In Diamond Bar.
And then Sean McKean, you guys know him, the taco man.
The donut man.
The donut man, yeah.
So a little side note, on Sundays I drive up to – we do a thing where we drive up, we watch a podcast, or actually we watch the live feed of you speaking. And then from there, we get in a car with all the kids and we drive up to Newport Beach and we buy these donuts. Mm. It's called Sidecar. So that's like our Sunday thing now.
It's nice. Bring us some next time.
It's like you get up, we watch the podcast or the video feed, load the kids up, drive up and just get a
thankful that
a case of donuts.
I'm faithful that essential business is donuts. There's many donut stores open during the pandemic. It's awesome.
Crystal's like, how many do you want? I'm like, three. Right now, I'm like, some for later.
And the girls too.
Oh, dude, they go crazy. Yeah, so anyway, those donuts,
I wish,
man.
Donuts made you skinny. That would be great. I would eat them every day.
I know. Yes. Kale donuts.
They give you muscles.
They give you muscles, flappy muscles. Okay, so let's get back into the show. All right, so we were talking about end times, what's going on. Check out the documentary called Out of the Shadows. And check out the new documentary that we just did. It's a discipleship film. It's called The Whosoever's Kill the Noids, Great Commission Film. I think it's perfect timing because you have Out of the Shadows, which is showing the world mm-hmm. that there is evil, that there's basically Satan's in this stuff, mm-hmm. proof showing it. And now we have a documentary that's coming out that's showing the power of God.
Yeah.
The word and power of God. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great timing. But Dad, let's we're gonna go into end time stuff, but at break we were kind of talking about what happened in the hippie movement before that hippie movement revival, Sean.
Yeah.
You were saying?
I was just watching a documentary the other day, and it talked about, like, in the early 60s, there was a lot of hope. You look at the United States of America, and it's gone through so many seasons. You know, you go back to, like, the Depression, then you went through the World War One, World War Two, and then as they came back, which is known as the baby boomers, mm-hmm. then in the 50s, you know, television, in the early 60s, more stuff, and America was becoming prosperous, and there was a lot of hope that was taking place. And then in the late 63, 64 and on, there was multiple assassinations. You had Martin Luther King. You had Robert Kennedy. You had John F. Kennedy. Multiple assassinations.
All kinds of stuff with the government.
You had a lot of stuff with the government. Yeah. You had the war going on. Yeah. You had people on two different sides and all of this kind. And then the hippie movement that took place, which was intoxication of drugs, trying to find hope and peace in the midst of looking through it from a hallucinogenic way.
New age.
You know, yeah. New age way, mm-hmm. drugs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they had all those things, but then it led to a place of emptiness and darkness. And it was in a place of desiring something new. And that something new ended up being the Lord that was Raul was a part of that hippie movement.
And that's when a big revival broke out. Now, let's go 2020. Okay, we're at war. Mm-hmm. We've been in war with the Middle East. We have even war on our soil now in America. Mm-hmm. But now I want to even take it even greater, like the world. There's rumors of wars. There's problems with governments, all the different governments in the world. Mm-hmm. There's like crazy stuff going on with Turkey, Iran. You know, we got Kim Un-jun yep. going on over there. All that stuff going
China,
on. And then you got
Russia.
Then you got even with the youth right now, there is a huge emptiness going on. The rise of depression, the rise of suicide, the rise of anxiety, the amount of drugs that are now legal. I mean, mushrooms are pretty much becoming now legal. They want to use it for people that for depression, right. Microdoses of mushrooms.
I saw that.
I've talked to a lot of different DJs actually, and people that actually take mushrooms, magical mushrooms, to help them with their depression, and it works. So they're kind of like a little high the whole time. Then you got weed and all this other stuff. Then you got the amounts of pornography. You got the amount of video games that's just causing, which is proven facts by doctors saying it's progressive. The video games, because of the influence it's having, it's reprogramming kids' minds. They're getting addicted to it, and it's creating high doses of anger and aggression. And you're seeing kids going out and just shooting up places. Mm-hmm. So everything that's going on, racism now, what's going on, everything that was happening back then before this big revival happened. Right. Now it's happening not just in America, it's worldwide. Mm-hmm. So it's even, it's like what happened in the 60s or 70s, because that was in America. That was like a smaller thing. We're talking like a worldwide thing now.
That's what I said, is it's not America only.
It's worldwide
it's
now.
World. So now God is saying, now I'm going to
scoot up a little bit, world. Scoot a little bit more.
I'm going to stir up the world now. Because in the last day, he said, and he's also going to pour out his Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So he's going to give people an opportunity to either believe it or not believe. I mean, how can you not believe when it's around you? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we got television, we got satellites, we got all this thing that I can't say, well, I didn't know that. We know that because you see it, you hear it, no matter where you are. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a real situation in the church. The church has to wake up, because if you really don't believe, you don't really teach, then your church is going to become a carnal church and it's going to become a secular church.
So what does this mean to you in Acts 2:17? And it says, and in Joel, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams.
Well, I think that started with the hippie movement now, you know, and it's been about 50 years now. And I think that, like you said, you know, you're looking and seeing this whole generation, they're searching, you know, but I think it's not only searching. I think what's happened just lately, I mean, think being incarcerated in your home, you know, you can't go here, you can't do that, you can't do this. Imagine wearing those little things in your face, you know. So I think that this is the beginning of things that are going to happen even greater. And the people have to wake up and say, you know, what am I going to do? You know, am I going to accept Christ or am I going to deny Christ? And then the violence, like you said, the violence. I'm concerned about, you know, Bjorn, I'm concerned about that age playing the games 24-7. Their minds are being trained, you know. And when the mind is trained, then the mind reacts. And that's what we're seeing today.
Yeah, there's, you know what? When we look at what's going on, there is... People are definitely scared. Like, people want to stay in their homes for like 2 years. And, like, literally, like, that was also another conversation I had this morning. Is people are like, I don't want to leave my home. I want to stay home for 2 years. Like, this is insanity. Like, the world is awake. And this is why it's so important for us to reach people with Christ.
And the church might be in satellite.
So, So, how does that, do you think? How do you think we can reach the world right now? Like, what is the future of outreach? What do you like? What do you think? Just from like, how are we going to reach people? Yeah, there's going to be webcasts, but you got to actually reach people first for them to plug into a church webcast.
Yeah, and I'm concerned right now because, you know, churches have been empty, but preaching the gospel to people that are watching. Here at Calvary, we've seen an increase and a growth of people that we've never seen. So I think that, you know,
like views and everything.
Yeah, and if people come back, I think it's going to be not everybody. I think they're going to be doubting, okay, should I take my kids because of the things that's happened?
Yeah,
if I had kids, I would be, you know, scared.
Yeah.
So it helped take a little while to make sure that the church gets back where it is. But before that happens, right now, people are afraid to get to leave their homes. How are they going to sustain their people financially, their homes? You know, I mean, these restaurants, they were big, now they're small, and who knows what's going to happen now. A lot of them are saying, you know, I don't have any money, you know, to do this, to do that. So we as Christians need to understand that this is the hand of the Lord. God is allowing this to happen. First of all, not for the church, not for the world, for the church. Church, wake up. I want to use you. You're salt and light. And if you're not salt and light, then I can't use you.
That's actually interesting, that idea that you were just saying is like, he is waking up the church, mm-hmm. because if he wants to do a great move, he needs, he's going to use the church. That's who he uses.
He needs the church.
He needs the church because they're the, we're the disciples.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're the ones that are supposed to be going out. And you know, as I was looking at what's going on, it's like, this is like, there's a lot of people that live paycheck to paycheck, mm-hmm. and we've been out of work. How long? Like,
it's been about, the epidemic started about 5 weeks, I think.
Yeah, five weeks. A month. Yeah. We're talking about a little bit over a month, mm-hmm. and people weren't getting paychecks. Like, I was watching this video on the Dream Center, and you know, they're giving out like 30,000, they've already given like 30,000 meals. It's like 11,000 meals a day or something crazy, mm-hmm. where the line's getting bigger and bigger because people don't have
the money.
Any money. Yeah. And it's crazy. It's getting really crazy out there.
And when
there.
You don't have money, you begin to see violence.
Yes.
You begin to see people get hurt.
Yes.
And, I mean, robberies, all that stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and it's coming. If we're not careful, it's coming.
If we're not careful. That's why what's so important, what I think, is you need to have discernment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You need to have discernment. And to have discernment, you also need to know truth. So you have to filter things that you hear mm-hmm. all across the world, different teachings and all that kind of stuff. You got to filter it through the Word of God. And I'm not just talking about Bible teaching. I'm talking about stuff that you see in the media. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing, like, when you be able to have discernment, like, is this a political bend? Are they having an agenda on this? Mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff. So you can make wise decisions. Like, there are two huge different platforms right now. There's already a divide in our nation, right? You know, you're already either on one side or another side when it comes to politics. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at this epidemic, the same thing. You have people on one side or another. There's probably fewer in the middle. I would say we're more in the middle, but I think the majority are either like, open this thing right now. This is a joke. This is a agenda. Mm-hmm. And the other side is like, close it down for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. But like, that's not a reality. Mm-mm. Like, you, not only can you not live, you can't live in fear.
No.
You're going to crash the economy. There's going to be depression. All the stuff that we talk about right now, it's going to skyrocket. Mm-hmm. It's already been talked about. Depression, mm-hmm. anxiety, all those things are going to take place. I'm not saying that we have the answer, you know, open everything right this minute. But you also have to have that balance to be able to make wise decisions. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing so many people moved, and you're trying to make sense of what's taking place in the world that could radically mm-hmm. impact our nation for generations. Mm-hmm. And we need to pray for the people that are in governing authorities. We need to pray for church leaders as well, because as these next stages come on, we need leaders mm-hmm. that can take a stand and stand behind their decisions when they're able to start opening, and what that looks like, and have a vision mm-hmm. for their communities. And I heard somebody say the other day, like, I want to be, after we make it through this, I want to make sure that during this epidemic, I took advantage of this pandemic, exert myself mm-hmm. spiritually, mm-hmm. My family, just doing internal thing. Like, am I off base? Am I focused wrong? Am I focusing on the wrong things? I want to become a better man in my life to be able to fulfill the call of God in my life.
Go ahead. No,
you know, I don't want to be stupid, but something's going on right now. I mean, Russia, Iran, China, these are biblical nations. Mm-hmm. The Bible talks about. So what's happening is these nations are surrounding America. Mm-hmm. And anything could happen. America mm-hmm. could be invaded, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And the Lord is saying, hey, don't you see the nations around me? Read Ezekiel, read Revelations, read all these scriptures. Mm-hmm. But people don't know the scriptures. Mm-hmm. So when they see these things, it's going to go away. No, it's not going to go mm-hmm. away. It's going to build up even more.
Dad, the next show for next weekend, I want to do another show with you after this to talk about Ezekiel, Revelations, and all that stuff, because we don't have enough time. We need to unpack it.
Yes.
But so I want to end this show with talking about where you were saying, you know, during this time, you're doing like an inventory on mm-hmm. your life. I was literally thinking that the other day for like people in general. Like, there's people that went into this that were going about their life. All of a sudden, everything got shut down. What did they do during these? Like, what do they have to show for 5 weeks? Mm-hmm. Okay, you're shut down. What are you doing with your life? Are you just flipping through the Instagram pages? Are you just caught up in the noise?
Vegging.
You could have. There's things in my life that I actually started. Side note, me and Crystal, we're launching a new company right now. Mm-hmm. We're doing like a vitamin company
nice.
With this doctor. Because right now, there is health is an issue.
Not wasting your time.
It's attacking immune system. So we said, you know what? What are we going to do? Are we going to sit around and be scared? No, let's... All the research that Crystal's done over the years of vitamins, because she's all into holistic stuff and vitamins and minerals and all that stuff. No weird stuff, just like the you know, real stuff with no additives or anything like that. And so we said, you know what? Let's crank out the stuff, what we already take. Let's give it make a platform for people to take, because it's all about having a healthy immune system. So because the majority of people that are getting taked out by this coronavirus, the one thing they have in common is that health problems, their immune system was down. So we launched a company, and I'm writing the book right now. There's things I'm doing to progress myself, and I picked up some other different things that I'm doing right now that I'm learning. And this is the time for creativity in your own personal life. There's dreams that you've had on hold that you haven't had time for, which you could have used this time right now for 5 weeks to accomplish those dreams. So how are you going to come out of this? Or maybe it's even something as simple as like, dude, I've been so busy. I haven't even had time to like read the Bible or talk to God. Or, dude, you could read through the whole Bible at this time, or at least the whole New Testament. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what are we doing during this time to come out of the quarantine? Because we're still quarantined. It could be another month. It could be another. You know what you could get accomplished in the next 3 weeks, the next 2 weeks, if you really focus.
Yep. Yeah.
What are we using this time to do to come out stronger with less distractions than we went into this?
Yeah, you know, Paul says to redeem the times. Yep. And with the word redeem means to buy back and to make good use of your time. It's so easy to waste time. Raul talks about that all the time. Like, what do you do with your time? You think about how many things can take your attention, whether it's electronics, whether it's other things that don't mean anything. There's nothing wrong with having fun. There's nothing wrong with watching television once in a while. Never wrong going through your social media feed here and there. But when these things become a dominating force, guess what? They don't give any value into your life.
Nothing.
And so if you can take this time and advantage to really, and this is what a lot of people are saying, like, I believe that there are some good things that have happened in my own personal life during this time as well, as far as putting things in perspective. I was tripping out on my kids, and my kids are young, but they are making use of this time as well. My middle son, Jet, who's my wild child at times, but he is drawing pictures and he is writing down text. He's actually building stories, and he's in like 8 to 10 of them, and I encourage him to do so because I don't want them just sitting around and vegging out and stuff like that. I want them to be creative. I want them to do what they can physically, you know, in the front yard and hang out, whatever. But it's an important time for all of us. And I know for you, Ron, I mean, for your dad right now, because we know how your dad is. Like, we call Sergeant Slaughter. He's like on it, you know, every day, waking up with the chickens and, you know.
What's it called? Like, routine.
Yeah, it doesn't like, you know, days off or whatever, and focus. This has changed your daily life too, but you're taking advantage of it as well, right?
Dad,
go ahead.
I want you to talk about that, but there was a thing that you learned in school when you went to seminary or something. Yeah. Remember they told you to get a piece of paper and write down talk about all that. That's life applications.
You know, what you need to do is take 7 pieces of paper, and every day, what time you get up, what time you go to bed, you can do a half hour, an hour, and write down everything you did that day for 7 days. And at the end of 7 days, go back and look at how much time you did for God and how much time you did for yourself. And you'll know spiritually where you are.
And even when you look at for yourself, look at the wasted time. And the extra productivity.
Yeah.
If you go on your iPhone, there somewhere on your phone, I found it. It shows you actually
your screen time and all that kind of stuff.
It shows you your screen time on you know, where you're spending.
Yeah.
Where you're spending your time.
Look at right. I'm 73 this year. But I took I did martial arts. I went to seminary. You know, I got 3 masters. I got a doctorate. I didn't waste time. You lived with me. I didn't waste time. Every time, I was always moving forward. And today, I'm moving forward. I don't like to waste time. Number one, because God says redeeming the time. You know, and people are wasting the time. You know, and right now is a great time being home to read more, to pray more. You know, to get stop and think, what am I going to do when I leave here to take care of my family? You know, what am I going to do to help the church? All these things are important, and this is the day the Lord has made.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah.
It's a time to walk by faith and trusting the Lord. Everything that people can throw on bumper stickers and put on their Instagram feed. Oh, I trust God. Well, you're going to be tested to trust the Lord during these times.
Yeah.
Are you still going to trust God and be faithful to the Lord if you get that call that you got let go from your job?
Look
what
mama's
done. Or if you're going to go through different stuff like that.
Well, there is
what your mom has done and what she's doing right now with cancer. Mm-hmm. She never stops, you know, because that's our family. You don't stop Ross and stuff. Mm-hmm. Shane, that's all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what God brought us up. Mm-hmm. That's a whole situation.
You gotta keep her moving forward, and just to encourage people. There are a lot of jobs out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
once
we heard everything was going down, we didn't know what was going on. So Crystal started looking into different jobs, and with her background with marketing and finance and all that, dude. Like Amazon has tons of jobs. There's a lot of thriving companies that are hiring. Mm-hmm. So there is jobs out there. Again, it all comes down to going, are we going to sit around? But Jesus says, walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Walk by faith, not sit by faith.
And it's having vision. What you're talking about, Ryan, right now, is having vision for your life. You know, Lord, where do you want? Because there's a tent-making job that all of us have to have at various times. And those are opportunities. We're going to see our nation. Mm-hmm. Even as we get out of it, things are going to change.
There's
as you're bringing
change,
up like different
totally. The same day?
Jobs and vision that people can have for entrepreneurship and that kind of stuff. It's going to open up more. You just got to pray and see where God's leading you and your family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People's eyes are going to be open and their ears open because of what's happened now. They're going to be thinking, man, what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day? Because they've been frightened, but at the same time, they're going to make a decision. Like you said, they have to make a decision. Am I going to stay in the world, be fearful, or am I going to put my faith in Jesus Christ and never be fearful again, but trust Him?
And you know what I love about that? Because God has given us a brain and wisdom, you know, a brain to use, and He's given us wisdom. And, you know, we shouldn't have the spirit of fear in us. So when you don't have God, you're fearful. I don't want to go out. I don't want to do this and that. But when you have God and using your brain, you could be used by God. He wants to use us in these times to love on people and to reach people. Mm-hmm. And our breath is in His hands.
Yeah.
He calls the shots. If I'm supposed to die from coronavirus tomorrow...
Yeah.
Or maybe drive when I leave today and I get crashed, hit by a car. God is the one that has our life in His hands. So I'm not even worried.
Yeah.
You know, I am using my brain right now because everyone said to just hold tight.
Yeah.
I have young kids. I have four kids that are under 4 years old. So I'm like, okay, I want to protect my, I don't want to get my kids sick. So I'm just kind of being cautious right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm not scared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean,
that's wisdom.
If I wasn't, you know, if I didn't have young kids, I'd be out with a mask on praying for people out in the corner of LA or somewhere, Huntington Beach or something. Like, I'm not scared to die at all, but I'm using wisdom right now because I'm just kind of watching the pulse of what's going on. And also, I don't want to be encouraging people to go live recklessly until we kind of have a little bit more information as we kind of go through, you know, see what the news and everyone is saying, you know, and the news is so like all over the place too. It's like, wow. Like, I just got a picture of Bonk just sent me a picture of CNN of
I saw that.
Look at crowded beaches
in Arizona.
I didn't even read that part. CNN, crowded beaches in Arizona. That's hilarious.
How they spell people. Not just a funny thing for how the news agency is always trying to put a fear factor on some people. Hey, check out all these people at the beaches in Arizona. Arizona's in the desert.
It's money making, man.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
I love it.
All right, well, here, let's do some words of encouragement. First of all, go check out of the Shadows. It's on YouTube. It has to be like at least 10 million views. I mean, it went up literally like 3 million views. From the first time I saw it, it went up 3 million views the next day. I mean, that means that video is getting traction. Non-Christians are going, what the heck is going on? Christians are going, of course. Then check out the whosoever's.com. We have our new Great Commission film. If you want to know what to be doing right now and get ready for a revival, the Great Awakening is happening. And the Whosoever's film, it shows how to live the Great Commission and what God has called us, all of us, to do is to lead people to the Lord and pray with people. Mm. So it's all there. And any words of encouragement now in closing to just the people after all this is said?
I would just share with them that we love you. We're going to be praying for you. And we want you guys to pray for us so that we can continue to preach the gospel to a world that is dark.
Mm-hmm. But we know that the light shines bright in the darkness.
Yes.
It is dark right now. Mm-hmm. But remember,
Turn on the switch.
That Jesus is the light.
Yes.
And we have the light in us. We have Jesus Christ in us, the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are one. And he sent the power of the Holy Spirit from heaven, the power from heaven to fill us, to flow in and through us. And we need to be that vessel for him to use. We don't want to think about a cup of water. And if we're filled with the Holy Spirit and we want to pour out the Holy Spirit into people's lives, but if we're putting dirty dirt clods in and sewage and garbage into that cup, it's not going to just pour out. It's going to block it from pouring out correctly. So we have to live a clean life, a clean vessel, so we can have that living water cleanse us and to flow in and through and overflow through us into people's lives. We don't want to block it with sin.
Be holy as I am holy, he said.
Exactly. So thank you guys for being on the show. Sean McKeon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Calvary Chapel. Diamond Bar, Calvary Chapel, Golden Springs in Diamond Bar. You guys do a live webcast on Wednesdays and Sundays at calvarygs.org. If you want to get weekly Bible studies, there's studies actually cracking
every week.
Yeah. Also,
every day.
Every day.
Also, go to Somebody Loves You YouTube Worldwide where you see all of the content, all the online stuff.
You're on Instagram and all that good stuff. So we love you guys and we'll talk to you guys soon.
This has been Live with Ryan Reese. To connect or find out more about Ryan, click on ryan-reese.com. Check us out next Saturday at 9 p.m. for Live with Ryan Reese.
Hello, hello. Quenice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.